Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to today's program. This is Dr. Bud Weiser, and please go to weiserliving.com. That's weiserliving.com. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on the Weiser Living TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. By subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can also get access to our archive radio program at Weiser Living Radio, and you can check out the menu bar that lists all of the articles, the programs, the services, Weiser Living seminars, recipes, and even products. So do take a look at that at your convenience. So once again, check out WiserLiving.com, subscribe to Weiser Living TV, follow us at Weiser Living Radio, like us at facebook.com/WiserLiving, and you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Absolutely. This is Dr. Bud Weiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Weiser Living headquarters. I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune in to this broadcast today. Your time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 28 minutes and a few seconds, I want to add to your wellness experience. Okay, pasture-raised, organic grass-fed beef is the star of the moment on the meat arena, and they claim that it is a healthier choice of meat than grain-fed meat. But as most of you know, grass-fed meat costs more per pound. Most of us would like to eat healthier, but the higher prices causes many of us to step back and wonder if the higher prices is affordable, especially if you have more than two in the family. The grass-fed pasture-raised advocates out there say that grass-fed beef is better for you. They say it's better for the animal, and with all the talk about global warming, which is a very real process, by the way, it's even good for this planet that we live on. So, is there really that big of a difference between conventional beef and grass-fed beef? Well, yes, there is. And what does grass-fed actually mean? How do conventional cows live and what do they eat? Does it make that much of a difference where we should make the effort to incorporate true grass-fed beef into our diet? Because in the end, it's your personal preference, your needs, your budget, and your personal ethics that must be satisfied for you to make the better decision. When you really think about it, this subject, you would think this would be a simple single sentence when discussing a cow's diet. Basically, grass-fed cows eat grass and grain-fed cows eat grain. But unfortunately, it's not that simple. For most of us, all cows actually start out as calves drinking the mother's milk and then a milk replacement, which is made up of milk proteins, lard, lactose, added minerals, and supplementation when they are separated from their mothers. Before I go on, let me give you a definition of a CAFO, C-A-F-O. In the terminology of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is a animal feeding operation, which is an APO, that confines animals for more than 45 days during the growing season in an area that does not produce vegetation, like grass, and meets certain size thresholds. Animals in CAFOs have lives that do not resemble those of animals found in the wild, nowhere near it. So the closest are the calves eat grass and drink milk and they drink a milk replacement. All cows then, whether they are free to roam or confined initially, start out on grass. And I'll talk a little bit about this later. So grass-fed cows eat graminoids, which is a combination of hundreds of different species of sedges or grass-like plants, true grass-like cereals, lawn grass, bamboo, and grassland grass. And that's just graminoids. Cows also nibble on shrubs, cloves, and leaves. Basically, cows will eat whatever is in reach, green or leafy. Legally speaking, grass-fed cows may also eat cereal grains or crops like that in the pre-grain stage, hay, silage, and non-grain crops by products like leftover vegetables. By contrast, CAFO cows eat lots of grains and byproducts like beef pulp, brewers' dried grain from the beef industry, brewers' wet grains, corn gluten, cottonseed, hominy feed, which is a mixture of a corn bran, corn germ, and part of the starchy part of a, either white or yellow corn kernel, a malt sprout, canola meal, GMO corn gluten meal, cottonseed meal, linseed meal, soybean meal, sunflower meal, blood meal from clean, fresh animal blood, hydrolyzed feather meal, whatever that is, fish meal, fish meat, and bone meal, and poultry byproducts, which consist of the ground, clean parts of and carcasses of slaughtered poultry, such as necks, feet, undeveloped eggs, and intestines, waste from bakery products, beans, candy, and candy byproducts, sometimes even with their wrappers intact, fat, liquid waste from cheese production, nuts, pasta, peanut skins, potato waste, and even other types of waste and distillers' products, and that's just a short list. No wonder they need antibiotics and growth hormones. And all of this leads to bloating, acidosis, diarrhea, ulcers, weakened immune system, and in short, an unhealthy cow, which ends up in a grocery store as unhealthy meat. Now, according to a July 2011 study conducted by the USDA's Agriculture Research Service, a 10,000-cow confinement dairy in Idaho produces staggering amounts of greenhouse gases. Get this. Every day, 37,075 pounds of pollution is released into the air. That breaks down to 33,092 pounds of methane, 3,575 pounds of ammonia, and 409 pounds of nitrous oxide. Which is better for the environment, raising beef cattle on a pasture or in a feedlot? A February 2011 report from the Union for Concerned Scientists, or UCS, titled Raising the Stakes, Global Warming and Pasture-Raised Beef Production in the United States. That report said pasture-raised cows were a greater benefit. Although all cattle produce greenhouse gases, the UCS has determined that a well-maintained pasture and careful management of the grazing animals can draw greenhouse gases out of the air and store them in the soil where they fuel plant growth. Feedlots have no living plants, just bare dirt and manure. So instead of absorbing greenhouse gases, they actually emit them. These scientists recommend that to make raising cattle on pasture even more beneficial to the planet, cattle ranchers should improve the nutritional quality of the pasture by adding legumes such as red clover, manage the cattle so they don't overgraze the pasture. Rotational grazing would be the best method here. Manage the cattle so they deposit their manure more evenly over the pasture. They should find ways to increase grass production throughout the year, not just in spring and early summer, and apply appropriate amounts of slow-release nitrogen fertilizer at the right time. That would definitely make it better for the planet. Now, what about those who eat beef? Did you know that eating the right type of beef can do wonders for your health? Despite what you've been told about beef, there's actually a great deal of research out there suggesting that one type of beef is extremely beneficial. That type of beef is grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef is very different than grain-fed beef. Grass-fed beef is superior because the practices used to raise grass-fed cows are different than those utilized on conventional grain-fed farms. Grass-fed cows are raised on pastures and are never treated with antibiotics or hormones. Grain-fed cows are often raised in feedlots on diets of genetically modified soy or corn. This is not the way cows were designed to eat, as I mentioned earlier. Now, these unnatural diets often result in inflammation and sickness. To remedy this situation, cows are given a steady dose of antibiotics. And roughly 70 to 80% of the total United States antibiotic production, get this, is fed to our farm animals just to keep them alive. Research has revealed that these antibiotics are being transmitted to us, which may cause hormonal, reproductive, and developmental issues. Now, if that's not enough, many conventional cows are also fed growth hormones and steroids to expedite their growth, which means grain-fed or grain-feeding only benefits the producer. And most of the studies out there that say don't eat red meat are done on grain-fed meat, not grass-fed meat. But there are studies being done now on grass-fed beef as well, and these studies are showing that grass-fed beef is a very different product than grain-fed beef. Now, not only is it nutritionally superior, but also allows you to avoid antibiotics, to avoid steroids, GMOs, growth hormones, and all of the crazy chemicals used on conventional farms. In other words, eating grass-fed beef can be the difference between great functional health or debilitating dysfunctional health. Let me give you a little more proof on this, of why, nutritionally speaking, grass-fed is better. The first reason is that it has higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-6 and omega-3 are essentially fatty acids necessary for a number of bodily functions. They are considered essential because they cannot be produced by our bodies, and therefore they must be consumed in our diet. It has been estimated that approximately 40% of Americans consume adequate amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. A study conducted by Harvard University in 2009 also revealed that omega-3 deficiency is the number six biggest killer of Americans. It is responsible for between 72 to 96,000 preventable deaths each year. Grass-fed and grain-fed beef contain comparable amounts of omega-6 fatty acids, but the current research suggests grass-fed beef contains 2.5 more omega-3s fatty acids depending on the breed. This is important because omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation, decreasing your risk for coronary artery disease, hypertension or high blood pressure, heart attacks, arthritis, cancer of the breast, colon, and prostate, and other autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. There have also been documentation to improve that improves brain function and reduce the risk of depression, schizophrenia, attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity, and even Alzheimer's disease. Now, the second reason is because grass-fed meat has an optimal omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. Omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids are polyunsaturated fats that must be obtained from the diet, as I mentioned before. And while both fatty acids are essential for thriving health, they must be kept in balance. And an excess of omega-6 fatty acids has been shown to negatively impact the metabolism and use of inflammation-reducing omega-3. So if you have too much omega-6, it's going to neutralize the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 4 to 1. And today's typical Western diet has a ratio of 30 to 1. And this extreme imbalance has resulted in inflammation that increases the risk for cardiovascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune conditions. Grass-fed meat with a common omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be around 1.5 to 1. And this will help restore that balance. So grass-fed is way better than grain-fed. By contrast, grain-fed meat has a less favorable ratio of 7 to 1, which simply perpetuates the imbalance. So consuming grass-fed meat may reduce your risk of several of our modern-day diseases. Third reason that grass-fed beef is one of the best sources of conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA. I like this one because CLA is a polyunsaturated fatty acid found in the meat and dairy of animals, especially those that are fed green grass. It has potent antioxidant activity, and although grain-fed beef also contains this fatty acid, grass-fed beef contains 2 to 3 times more. Animal studies have documented CLA's ability to prevent diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. CLA has also been found to reduce fat deposition. One study noted that women with the higher levels of CLA in their diet had a 60% lower risk of breast cancer than women with the lowest level. This means grass-fed beef provides far more disease protection and fat-burning capabilities. The fourth reason is that grass-fed beef contains important minerals that many Americans are deficient in today. A mineral-rich diet promotes healthy bones, healthy skin, blood, muscles, healthy nerves, and a healthy, strong metabolism. A side-by-side comparison conducted by the USDA and Clemson University determined that grass-fed beef contains more calcium, magnesium, and potassium than grain-fed beef. Other studies have also found higher levels of zinc, phosphorus, sodium, and iron. Eating grass-fed beef is one way to restore mineral density in the diet. The fifth reason came out of a study conducted by Clemson University and the USDA, where it was determined that grass-fed beef contained higher levels of the B vitamins, thiamine and riboflavin, than grain-fed beef. Both thiamine and riboflavin, which is B1 and B2, are important for energy production. Matter of fact, all B vitamins are also considered anti-stress vitamins. They help bolster the immune system and increase our ability to withstand stress, which means diets rich in B complex vitamins help reduce the chances of stress-induced diseases and disorders. The sixth reason comes from Dr. Weston Price, who found that levels of the fat-soluble vitamins A, B, E, and K in cows were the highest in the spring and fall. And this is when they had access to rapidly growing green grass. Fat-soluble vitamins enhance mineral and protein absorption and are believed to protect against cardiovascular disease. You hear that word cardiovascular again. The seventh reason for grass-fed over grain-fed beef is according to a study from a California State University that said that meat from pasture-raised steers contains seven times the concentration of beta-carotene as compared to the grain-fed cow. Beta-carotene is an important precursor to vitamin A, and this is a vital vital component for healthy skin, mucous membranes, immunity, as well as vision. It is the elevated beta-carotene content that gives the fat in grass-fed beef a yellowish tinge, indicating a more favorable fatty acid profile and higher antioxidant content. Reason number eight is supplied from research conducted by Colorado State University, where they discovered that vitamin E was four times more abundant in grass-fed versus grain-fed cattle. It was also more abundant than grain-fed cattle that received vitamin E supplementation. Vitamin E, as you know, is an important antioxidant that has been found to protect against cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other diseases of aging. Approximately 92% of American men and 98% of women fail to consume the dietary reference intake for vitamin E. And sadly, most Americans consume only half of the recommended amount, which is 15 milligrams per day. Now, reason number nine is that grass-fed beef is also higher in vaccinic acid, which is a naturally occurring trans fat. And man-made trans fats are very dangerous, and should never be consumed. We know that. But naturally occurring trans fats can actually be self-supported. In a trial published in 2005, vaccinic acid was shown to protect against atherosclerosis, or the hardening of the artery that can lead to cardiovascular disease. It's also a precursor to CLA. Remember the conjugated linoleic acid? It's a precursor to CLA, which is the cancer-fighting, muscle-promoting, fat-busting fatty acid that I mentioned earlier. Now, reason number 10 for grass-fed over grain-fed is glutathione. Glutathione is a powerful antioxidant that helps protect the body from oxidation and DNA damage. And although it's found in many foods, a study conducted by Descalzo in 2007 noted that grass-fed beef contains more glutathione than grain-fed products. This helps to protect the beef from oxidation. It also delivers a higher antioxidant level to the consumer. Number 11 is related to toxins. Fat stores toxins because grain-fed cattle are fed antibiotics, steroids, and hormones. Their fat is far more likely to store these toxins. Grass-fed cattle will be free of these substances, which means you will be free of those toxins. And finally, number 12. The number 12 reason is related to mood. Now, grass-fed beef may be as important for mental health as it is for our physical health. Dr. Felice Jacka, J-A-C-K-A, a pioneer in the study of the association between diet and mental health, found that grass-fed red meat appears to be more protective against anxiety and depression than any other food study. Its effects remain even after other variables such as socioeconomic status, physical activity, smoking, weight gain, and age were considered. Grass-fed beef is also a better source of tryptophan that grain-fed meats have as well. Tryptophan, an essential amino acid, must be obtained from the diet. It serves as a precursor for serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that guards against depression. So while it may sound crazy, grass-fed meats can actually help keep us and you calm and happy. But there's one concern I want you to be aware of, and that is not all grass-fed beef is created equal. Many producers will claim that their beef is grass-fed even when they are fed grains for the latter part of their lives. This practice is utilized because it fattens the cows quickly. And unfortunately, grain feeding for even a few short weeks can damage or diminish the nutrient concentration of the final product and thereby reduce the benefit. I've discussed this before, so make sure that the beef that you're eating is not only grass-fed, but grass-finished. So how and where do you find grass-fed beef? Well, you can find it in health food stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts, even though it's going to be more expensive. You can go to our website, and you can click on eatwild.com or Grassland Beef on our website where you can get it directly from the farmer. You can get to know your farmer if you have one near you, so you can purchase direct from them. An example of this would, you can buy like a quarter of a cow, one-fourth of a cow, and this is buying in bulk. Buying in bulk is cheaper than buying it from the grocery store or the health food store. So buying it from the farmer would cost approximately, this is an approximation, $550 versus from the health food store at $1,060 or $8.98 per pound versus a CAFO cow from the grocery store at $654 or which translates into $5.94 a pound. So purchasing grass-fed beef is actually cheaper. So lastly, let me talk a little bit about the CDC revealing a disturbing truth about factory farms and superbugs. And they say that agricultural use accounts for about 80% of all antibiotics used in the U.S. So it's a major source of human antibiotic consumption. So it's not humans that are actually consuming most of the antibiotics. It's the animals that we eat. According to a 2009 report by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA on this subject, factory farms use a whopping 29 million pounds of antibiotics that year alone. According to a new CDC report, antibiotics used in livestock play a role in antibiotic resistance and should be phased out. They say that 22% of antibiotic-resistant illnesses in humans is in fact linked to food. Then there's MRSA, or the methicillin-resistant staph aureus. MRSA, MRSA infection, has been rapidly increasing among people outside hospital settings as well. Increasing evidence points to the factory-scale hog facilities as a source, so food. Previous research suggests that you have a 50-50 chance of buying meat tainted with drug-resistant bacteria when you buy meat from your local grocery store. That's scary. Excessive exposure to antibiotics, which includes regularly eating antibiotic-laced capo meat, also takes a heavy toll on your gastrointestinal health. Now, this, in turn, can predispose you to virtually any disease. Now, the U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, has finally come out saying that, yes, antibiotics used in livestock plays a role in antibiotic resistance and should be phased out. And what else should I say here? Oh, how capo meats actually decimate your gut health. Antibiotic-resistant disease is not only dangerous or a danger associated with the misuse of these drugs. Excessive exposure to antibiotics, which includes regularly eating antibiotic-laced capo meat, also takes a heavy toll on your gastrointestinal health, as I mentioned. This, in turn, can predispose you to virtually any disease, again. Protecting your gut health and reducing the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria are significant reasons for making sure you're only eating grass-fed, organically raised meat. The widespread deterioration of people's gut health can be traced back to the change in our modern diet. This includes the introduction of meats from unnaturally raised livestock, fed genetically engineered corn, and GMO soy, along with a mixture of antibiotics and other drugs. But another important dietary factor is the shunning of traditionally fermented foods, which are naturally high in the beneficial bacteria necessary for optimal gut health, like sauerkraut, for instance. Mounting research shows that beneficial bacteria in your gut is likely to have significant health benefits to your health and may be essential for protection against overgrowth of other microorganisms that cause disease, digestion of food, and absorption of nutrients and certain carbohydrates, producing vitamins, absorbing minerals, and eliminating toxins, preventing allergies, maintaining natural defenses. And numerous studies have also shown that your gut flora plays a role in mood, psychological health and behavior, celiac disease, diabetes, weight gain, and obesity, and metabolic syndrome. It also has an effect to track antibiotic use in food animals, stop the spread of different bacteria as well. Now, conventional medicine certainly needs to curtail this prescription for antibiotics, but even if you use antibiotics judiciously, you're still exposed to great amounts of antibiotics from the food you eat, and this is entirely unnecessary. This is one of the primary reasons why I only recommend organic grass-fed free-range meat or organic pastured meat and on organic farms. They also, just remember that organic grass-fed meats are also superior to CAFO-raised meat in terms of nutrient or nutritional content. What about hormones? Hormones. You can assume that most of the beef in your supermarket contains hormone residues. You can't see it, and you can't always recognize it by reading the label. After a calf is born, it spends the first 7 to 9 months grazing on grass, the same way calves have been raised for generations. But when they reach the 500 to 700-pound limit, they are shipped to auction barns where they are sold to new owners. Upon arrival at the feedlot, distressed, thirsty, and hungry calves get dehorned, castrated, branded, tagged, vaccinated, fed antibiotics, and lastly, the calves are implanted with pellets that contain growth-promoting steroid hormones. And since they lose their potency in a matter of months, many are given new implants of higher potency to replace the other ones. So given the fact that 9 out of 10 calves are treated with hormonal growth promoters, you can assume that most of in your supermarket contains hormone residues. And the FDA approved 5 hormone implant promoters for cattle. 3 of them, estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone, are naturally occurring hormones that are identical to those found in humans. And they have synthetic hormones that mimic the natural ones. So even though the European Union has banned it, the U.S. has not. And these implants can upset our delicate hormonal balance, which can lead to many problems associated with hormonal balance in women, men, and even our children. The beef industry has turned a supermarket beef into an unnatural industrial product. The good news is there are better, safer options. You can avoid hormones, antibiotics, and other unnatural chemicals. Stay safe from cow disease and E. coli by choosing organic, grass-fed, natural beef. I hope this has been a benefit to you. And don't forget, check out wiserliving.com. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving. And also check us out on Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser. We'll see you next time.